This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
We've been threatened with lawsuits and they just scream and pout and whine.
The Health Ranger Report.
They're going to poison the public with their products? I'm going to expose them, and I'm not going to back down.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
I'm calling this segment Straight Talk on Gun Control, and if you are in favor of banning guns or restricting gun ownership in the hands of private citizens, you definitely need to listen to this, because this is, most people who are in favor of gun control honestly don't understand what it is, what it means. Most people think that it's eliminating guns, just eliminating all guns, sort of like making all guns disappear. And they think that would be great. Nobody has a gun. Nobody can shoot anybody else. However, that's not what gun control is. Gun control is concentrating or monopolizing all firearms, firepower in the hands of government while denying firepower to the citizenry. Now, what's fascinating about this is we live in a time when the political left believes that Trump is a fascist. Now, of course, that's total nonsense, but let's go with their narrative here for a second, just for illustrative purposes. They think that Trump is a fascist, and they're afraid of Trump. And yet, when they call for gun control, they are calling for Trump to have a monopoly on firepower and to have citizens stripped of firepower. Now, to continue their narrative, again, which is false, but it's interesting to use this as an example, Adolf Hitler, of course, used gun control to strip firearms away from the Jews and other groups. And he, in fact, the U.S. gun control laws were modeled after, I think, the 1933 German Gun Control Act. And then Hitler disarmed his populations in, you know, in many regions all across Germany, and then was able to very easily commit mass genocide against the Jews because they were disarmed. And that's why to this day you still have groups such as Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, or the JPFO, which says we will never give up our guns because we remember the Holocaust, and we must always have a means to defend ourselves against a tyrannical government. So when the left is calling for gun control, just to review, they're calling for firearms to be monopolized in the hands of someone who they call a fascist. Now, that doesn't make any logical sense then, does it? Why would the left want to monopolize firepower in the hands of a fascist? And the answer is because they're not thinking through this. They're not aware of history. They are mostly historically illiterate and not aware of actually what has happened. Now, just to try to address that, you need to look at the University of Hawaii research. I believe some of this is from the late 1980s, but it talks about democide, and it looks at the number of people who have been killed by governments throughout the 20th century. Now, in just the 20th century, there were 262 million disarmed civilians slaughtered by governments. 262 million, that's not a typo. It's not 262,000, it's 262 million people slaughtered by governments that were pushing gun control. And these slaughters were, of course, made possible by first taking away guns from the citizens. So let's compare that to the Las Vegas Mandalay Bay massacre, which was a horrific tragedy. And our prayers go out to all those who lost loved ones or who were injured or killed in that event. It is a horrible, horrible tragedy. And yet, statistically, we're talking about 59 dead and 500 wounded compared to what happens when you have gun control. Governments have killed 262 million people. So we're in essence, the democide numbers throughout the 20th century are 5 million times more deaths, roughly, than the number of people who were killed in Las Vegas because of one person with probably, you know, an automatic weapon, a fully automatic weapon, which is very, very difficult for anyone to get, by the way, almost impossible for a civilian to legally own. So compare that. You have to look at what will be the effect if the population is armed versus the population disarmed. There are 100 million guns. No, wait a minute. There are more than that in America today. I don't know the actual number. I think it's a huge number. And in some areas of the country, the average household owns 20 to 25 guns, you know, like Montana, Idaho, places like that, Wyoming, and Texas, where I live as well. Now, we have all these guns, and yet we have very few gun deaths overall from legal gun owners. Most of the gun deaths in America, which is something like 32,000 a year, according to FBI statistics, somewhere in that neighborhood, I believe, most of the gun deaths are from gang violence, where gangbangers are shooting each other. And most of the gun deaths, statistically, occur in cities like Chicago, which are run by Democrats, and they are gun control cities. So gun control clearly does not work, because if it did, Chicago wouldn't have had 450 people already murdered in gunshot attacks this year alone. Those are stats from 2017 so far, up to early October. Well, if gun control worked, Chicago shootings should be zero, but they're not. They're huge. And Chicago shootings and deaths, again, like 450-something, dwarf the number of people who were killed in the Mandalay Bay, Las Vegas massacre. And Chicago gun deaths are largely caused by pistols. So rifles are rarely used in mass shootings, and automatic rifles, that is, full auto rifles, to my knowledge, have never before been used in a mass shooting. This is the first that I'm aware of. Now, there are semi-automatic rifles that have been used in attempted mass shootings and have caused some casualties, but, you know, like the Batman Aurora, Colorado situation, I believe that was a semi-automatic weapon system. But fully automatic rifles are very, very rarely or never before used to kill people. It's mostly cheap handguns, actually. It's not even Glocks. It's cheap, cheap handguns. You know, a typical Glock will run you $500 to $600, you know, because they're really high-quality handguns. But cheap handguns is what's used in places like Chicago and Detroit, Los Angeles, you know, Houston, wherever, Miami, to kill people. And it's mostly in the hands of violent criminals. Now, by definition, think about this. If you ban guns by making a law, that law will only be followed by people who follow the law. It's straight logic, right? You can't deny that. People who do not follow the law, i.e. criminals, will not follow the law by definition, which means they won't turn in their guns. So really what you're doing is you are taking guns away from people who are not the problem. Law-abiding citizens, by and large, are not the problem. Now, this guy, Stephen Paddock, in Vegas, there are two explanations that are emerging from this, and we don't know which one is true yet, or maybe both of them are. But this wasn't a random accident. He was either radicalized by Antifa and was a left-wing radical, and there's a source now that's saying that Antifa material was found all over his hotel room and it hasn't yet been released by the FBI. And that's why he targeted a country western concert, because he knew there were going to be Trump supporters there. You know, it all makes sense from that perspective. The second theory is that he was radicalized by ISIS. Now, ISIS is claiming that that's the case, but not everybody believes that. And then, of course, there's a third theory, which is that this guy, Stephen Paddock, wasn't the shooter at all, that he was a scapegoat, that it was a setup where he was killed to make it look like he was doing the shooting, but there were actually other multiple shooters who were from some group that we don't know the identity of yet. And there are videos and there's eyewitness testimony all over the place saying that there were multiple shooters. They could hear gunshots from different angles and more than one automatic weapon firing simultaneously and so on. So there's a lot of mystery still surrounding this, obviously. But the point is that by and large, law-abiding citizens almost never shoot people. It's the criminals who are responsible for the day-to-day gun homicides in America. And these criminals do not follow gun laws, which means that if the federal government were to pass a law that stripped away the Second Amendment rights of individuals, the bad guys wouldn't turn in their guns. They would still have all their guns, but good citizens would be denied their firearms. You know, there were cases in Las Vegas where police officers approached private citizens. Well, I'm sorry, not police officers, security guards approached private citizens. I heard an interview with a guy on Hannity saying that he and his crew, I think they were part of a band, were sort of trapped in a hotel room, and a security guard approached him and said, "Do you have a firearm?" And the guy said, "Yeah, I have a firearm." And the security guard said, "Good, because I don't have a firearm. Can I use your firearm? Because I'm going to lead point on all this, and I'm going to help lead you guys out of this room and lead you to safety if possible." So there's a case where a private citizen with a firearm was able to, you know, help out a security guard to have improved security so that they could all be safer. You know, guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens is a positive force. Guns in the hands of criminals is a deadly negative force. Gun control would shift that balance strongly in favor of guns in the hands of criminals. And it would put guns in the hands of governments, which have historically gone bad sooner or later, and they have become, you know, fascist, they have become genocidal, they've become very dangerous. So if you support gun control, the summary of this is you are supporting government genocide, because that's usually where it ends up. If you support gun control, you support guns in the hands of criminals. If you support gun control, you support violence against innocent people. And that is the sad reality of the situation. There are so many guns in America today that it is impossible to eliminate them all through the waving of a magic wand. It's simply impossible. So guns are all over the place. You cannot get every gun off the streets. Passing a law doesn't change the nature of reality. If laws could change reality, then why don't they just pass a law to stop global warming? You know, they talk about global warming being such a horrible thing for the planet. Why don't they just pass a law that outlaws global warming? I mean, it sounds silly, right? But why don't they try it? The answer is because laws don't change reality. So you can pass a law against global warming. It doesn't change the atmosphere. You can pass a law against gun proliferation. Doesn't mean everybody's going to turn their guns in. In fact, not only will the criminals not turn their guns in, but by and large, Second Amendment supporters and law-abiding gun owners won't turn their guns in either, because they're not going to just sit there and allow their Second Amendment rights to be taken away. They will resist that. So keep all of this in mind, whether you are for gun control or against gun control. You know, there are repercussions for your decisions. Now, finally, there was a bump fire device that was found installed on a couple of the rifles, I believe, in Stephen Paddock's hotel room at Mandalay Bay. Now, bump fire devices, and I played with one before at a gun range a friend had, and they are very hard to use, by the way. You can't hit anything, really. Your fire control is just total chaos when you're trying to use one of those. You give up accuracy by using that. But what it is, it's you sort of replace the back end stock of a rifle, like an AR style rifle. You replace it with this bump fire device. And then this bump fire device, you put your finger through it, sort of in the trigger guard area, and then you grip the front of the rifle, and by thrusting the front of the rifle forward, the rifle fires off a shot. And then the recoil of the rifle causes the back slide, the bump fire device, to have your finger strike another, to effectively pull the trigger a second time. Sorry if my description is not very accurate on this. In effect, it gives you sort of a simulated, automatic weapons fire, but it's not a very good simulation, and it's tricky to use, and it's very awkward to use. You completely give up accuracy. Not that Stephen Paddock needed much accuracy since he's shooting at a crowd. But anyway, this device is legal, currently legal, but my prediction is it will be banned. It will be banned, even though the ATF actually has a letter. They've analyzed this device and they have declared it to be legal. And it's been legal for many, many years. It was like 5 or 6 years ago that I tried, I played around with one of these devices that a friend had, and I didn't like it. It was horrifically inaccurate and just kind of weird. Made you feel like you don't have control of your rifle. And if you're trained in, being a rifleman or riflewoman, if you want to use that term, control over your weapon is top priority. You got to have positive control over your weapon. And that slide fire device or bump fire device does not give you control over your weapon. So I don't know any serious shooter that would even attempt to use such a device tactically. It's not something that is usable by people who are trying to be careful about shot placement. However, it is theoretically possibly useful for mowing down crowds of people, and possibly it was used for that. I don't know. I'm still going with the theory that there were multiple shooters, and maybe somebody else was in Stephen Paddock's room and they were using these devices, and then they shot Paddock to make him the scapegoat. I don't know. I guess we'll keep looking at this and see what comes out. But I believe these bump fire devices will be banned. And I'm not opposed to that. These devices, I don't know. I don't see that there's any practical use for them. So I wouldn't put up much of a fuss if those devices were banned. But to ban rifle, to ban the Second Amendment, oh, that's not going to happen in America. No way. That would set off probably a civil war. I mean, there are, 100 plus million Americans who own firearms, at least. And I think the number of firearms, now that I'm remembering correctly, is about equal to the population. So I think it's like 100 million people own more than 300 and something million guns. I may be wrong on that. I'm just going from memory, but it's a big number. These people, these 100 million Americans are not going to turn in their guns just because some lunatic killed a bunch of people in Vegas. What's that got to do with me? You know what I mean? My right to have a firearm, my right to defend my ranch, my right to use a rifle as a tool as a farmer and a rancher is not contingent upon some lunatic in Vegas who wanted to commit mass murder. His actions do not nullify my divine right to self-defense. And that is, that's a fundamental philosophy that is not debatable, not arguable. We, the people in America, the responsible law-abiding citizens who are firearms owners, we are absolutely not going to surrender our Second Amendment rights. We're not going to turn in our firearms. No way. Not going to happen. Never, ever, ever. Not going to happen. No matter how many mass shootings take place, whether they're real or some of them have been staged in the past, no matter how much Fast and Furious is carried out by the Obama administration, the gun running operation masterminded by Eric Holder, all that stuff. No matter how much of that stuff goes on, we the people aren't giving up our firearms, period. End of story. It's just simply not going to happen. So keep all that in mind. When you call for gun control, you're calling for government genocide. You're calling for violent crime to skyrocket. And you're calling for honest, law-abiding citizens to be disarmed. And if you're a leftist who believes Trump is the next Hitler, you're also calling for Trump to have all the firepower. Why would you do that? Makes no sense. So support gun rights. In fact, get yourself a firearm. You're going to need it because things are getting crazy. And if you don't have a rifle yet, you need a rifle. If you don't have a pistol yet, you need a pistol. Get a pistol first. Get the new Glock 5, Gen 5 guns that have just been released. Go for a Glock 17 or a Glock 19. Glock 19 is a classic. It's a favorite. Get the Gen 5. Make sure you get Gen 5. That's the new Glock 19. Very good, very reliable pistol. Super reliable. In fact, I've got a Glock 17 Gen 5 coming my way shortly. I'm going to mess with that soon and just see what the improvements are. But thanks for listening. Check out my website, guns.news, and we also have secondamendment.news as well. And be safe, everybody. It's a crazy time out there. Law-abiding citizens, we need to support the cops. We need to support law and order. We need to arm ourselves for self-defense. And we need to become proficient in gun safety and even in self-defense shooting. So go get yourself a concealed carry permit. Take the training. Do the classes. Find an instructor. Do more than just concealed carry training, because basic concealed carry is pretty, you know, it's not very elaborate training. Go find a gun training place and get some tactical gun training, some scenario runs, you know, train with pistols, train with rifle, get up to speed. You're probably going to need it in the days ahead, because things are getting chaotic, as if you haven't noticed. And it may turn out that this guy, Stephen Paddock, was a radical leftist who was doing this shooting on behalf of Antifa. And if so, beware of the backlash. It could be brutal. There could be open warfare in the streets of certain cities. It's hard to say where this is going. You know, pray for peace, pray for safety, but be ready. Be ready for, you know, for things to get totally out of hand. Support law enforcement, support civility, but be willing to defend your life with the lawful deployment of firearms in defense of your own property and body and family and so on. You have every right to defend yourself. Don't let leftists take away that right. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.